Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Here we go. Time for one of my favorite portions of the program every week. Tom Kreidler, who is the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, a syndicated show that's heard around the country on tens of thousands of radio stations, not only here, but he just got picked up in Iran. So if you're listening in Tehran, you'll hear the Money Pit and there'll be subtitles. So they're translated into Arabic. It's a fabulous opportunity for everybody around the world
nice.
To know what's going on with Tommy the K. All right. In a moment, I would like to ask you for advice. That's what you're here for. You're
That's
good
unique.
Advice.
Just say no, Tommy. Just say no.
Yeah. Walk away.
No. This is about what to put into your wood-burning stove. Should we?
Wood?
All right. So, what did you say?
Short answer. I'm going out on a limb. How about wood?
You see what I have to put up with? This kind of insubordination and insolence from these people who are on the air with me, Tom. It's a good
these
thing.
People.
I can't imagine. I feel terrible for them.
Do you really? Yeah. What, because they're working with me? Thanks a lot.
Yes, obviously.
Oh, really?
You just don't respect your co-host, Doug.
Wait a minute. Where does it say Tom Kreidler uses his paint to paint me into a corner? Where does it say that in the script?
All right. Wood stoves, getting back to the point.
All right, hold on a minute. We got to do something, and then we'll get to the wood stove. Stand by.
Today on App Check, McGyro. Sheriff McGyro aims his trusty pistol at plywood cutouts. Reminds me of my old Atari console from 1985. McGyro struck out.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Are you power hungry? Do you want the world to know that you're in charge? Are you kind of a take charge kind of a person?
Yep, that's me.
Well, here's an easy trick which unmasks would-be powerholics, but first, the social science of it. You can try this little exercise. Take your index finger of the hand you write with and draw the letter E on your forehead.
Well, I can do that.
If you drew it where an onlooker could tell it's the letter E, you're not as power hungry as you think. But if you drew the letter E backwards where it looks like the number 3 to the onlooker, you ignore others and you're likely out for power.
The world is now under my control.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Well, if you ignore the perspective of others, you do it at your own peril. Even power-hungry people cannot survive without followers. Got a question? You can send it to me at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
I suppose I should talk now because that's what happens when there's dead air. Somebody should make an attempt to fill that dead air. All right, so I'm doing that with Tommy the K, Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. So there are a lot of people in my neck of the woods who have wood stoves. And as Jennifer suggested, we have a lot of wood around here. And that's what I burn in the stove that's at the farm.
Right.
Just wood that we're cleaning up from around the various places where we have wood. But there are people who want to know whether wood pellets or wood bricks are better, or corn. There's all kinds of stuff, actually, as it turns out, you can burn in your wood stove. So
yeah, and it really depends on what the stove is designed to burn, and it's sort of a cost-benefit analysis, because you know, when it comes to wood, obviously the harder the wood that you burn, the better, and that's because it has more BTUs, it has more energy. So if you were to burn, you know, like construction lumber, like pine, it's not going to be as effective as burning, say, you know, oak, because it's not going to deliver the same number of BTUs. Now, there are stoves that are designed for all of those other fuels, but I think the key, Doug, is that in most cases they're designed specifically for that. So a pellet stove, you know, has a feeder to it and that sort of thing, and it's designed to burn those pellets efficiently so that you don't waste them. I think if you just threw the pellets in a regular wood stove, they're not going to burn nearly as efficiently. So I think it's a balance of making sure that you get the most efficiency. That's the goal. How can I get the most efficiency, the most BTUs, the most amount of heat out of the fuel I'm putting into my stove?
Mm-hmm. All right. Another question comes from a person who strongly suggested to me that I should get a kitchen designer person. I want to redo the kitchen in this house. So I had my ideas and she had her ideas and we had an architect who had his idea. But she says, nope, you really should have a kitchen designer. Do you think that's true?
Yeah, I think that there's definitely a value to having a kitchen and bath designer. There's a certification called CKBD, Certified Kitchen and Bath Designer. It's from the National Kitchen Association or the National Kitchen and Bath Association. And these people are very qualified, and for a couple of reasons. First of all, they're going to know what the best materials are and the best sources and products, and they're going to have a really good sense on the design. They're going to help you avoid making mistakes.
All right, that's what we want to do, avoid mistakes.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.